Recreation halls like this one were important community spaces. Each block had a recreation hall that was used for various activities, for organization headquarters such as block leaders, for churches, for offices, or for schools. This block, Block 11F, was the site of an especially important school for me. This rec hall was where I attended preschool. My name is Carlene Taniguchi Tinker. I'm a Sanse, the only child of Bill and Billy Taniguchi, both Uniseis. My parents and I lived in Block 11G, Apartment 4C. Block 11G is the block just east of this rec hall, across one dirt road, so it was an easy walk for me to attend preschool at Block 11F. And even though I was just 4 years old while attending preschool here, I do have many vivid memories of what took place. Apart from learning to read, to socialize, and to follow the teacher's directions and instructions, the most vivid memory I have was of nap time. I can recall the wood box divided into two sections, a block usually used to pack fruit that was turned on its end to become my bookcase. And that bookcase was my blankie, my word for a blanket, my cup to drink my milk, and some books. I can still see the door that led into the room as I lie down on my blankie after my snack of graham crackers and a cup of milk. Memories of being in camp, like the ones I have of preschool, have been deep-seated and really hadn't surfaced until I became a volunteer with the Amachi Community Archaeology Project in 2010. I was 70 years old then, and my knowledge of what Amachi meant to me was non-existent, like so many survivors, because our parents didn't talk about being incarcerated. I was really ignorant of what camp was, why we were placed here. The Amachi Community Archaeology Project returns every 2 years with university students and researchers to try to understand what life was like for the incarcerees during 1942 to 1945. Since 2010, I have participated in 8 of these projects, and I'll continue to do so as long as I'm physically able. You might ask why. The answer is simply that I am on a personal journey to understand my past. Each year, the artifacts, the knowledge that has been updated, are often personal findings about where I have been and what happened to my parents and to myself. In the 2018 field school, the plan was to excavate around Block 11F Barrack, which had just been relocated to its original footprint. Each morning during these field schools, around 9:30 a.m., if you're in the field excavating, everyone stops shoveling or sifting dirt. Everyone looks for a shady spot under one of the Siberian elm trees that still grow at the site. This is cookie break time, and yes, we devour lots of cookies, as well as consume liters of water laced with Gatorade. At one of these cookie breaks, I was looking at the photos on my phone, and by an amazing coincidence, I came across a photo of my report card from preschool. I had taken that photo of my preschool report card when I was doing research of my relocation papers, which are stored in the National Archives in Washington, D.C. At this moment, when I saw on my report card Block 11F, I realized the connection. We were excavating the barrack where I had gone to preschool. As I continued to look at more of the photos taken at that time, I found copies of my health card. My mom took me often to the clinic for sniffles and other minor illnesses, as well as copies of the anecdotal comments about me and my behavior by my preschool teacher, Miss Chioko Sugawara. I chuckled as I read some of the comments, some of which included the following. Carlene, she's very social. She gets along well with her classmates. Carlene, she follows directions well. She draws within the lines. Carlene, however, needs to improve her grammar. She uses double negatives. If I were able to respond to this last one, I would have said, "Give me a break, Miss Sugawara. I'm only 4 years old. I can barely form a complete sentence, let alone use double negatives. There's nothing not silly about that comment." Can you imagine that? That's the kind of discovery that keeps me interested and wanting to come back as a volunteer.
To continue to stop number 6, continue south on this road until it curves to the left. On the left side of the road, you will see a wayside panel called On Guard.